JFK. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I evaluate the player based on performance and physical conditioning. That's what my job is. I don't have the expertise to do anything in any other area, and to intimate that I do would be wrong. And I'm just really glad that the player seems to be okay, and I'm ready to talk about Tennessee if anybody would like to. If not, I'll retire again today early.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
whoa.
Christ. What is that even doing in this room?
We might need it if we do a story on pedophilia.
Hold on a second. I have the wrong disc out.
That was a strange rejoinder song.
Let's just, I mean, that was
very strange or Mike, so.
Michael Jackson, yuck.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. I got this. Backfield in motion.
Okay. Backfield in motion.
Mel and Tim.
Backfield.
Now that's better than Michael Jackson.
Just like a great big bowl of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, folks are standing by now for Naked Cruelty, Naked Honesty.
Yes.
I promise we will get to those calls. Let's do it. I got a message from my housekeeper that I just have to play for you because it's a perfect example of the language barrier.
Ah, I'd love to hear that.
In this country.
These are the gypsies?
Yeah. Okay.
The tramps?
Yeah.
The thieves.
Okay. Hold on. I promise we'll get right to Naked Cruelty.
Little issue at the homestead?
That's right, isn't it?
Welcome to Verizon.
I don't know if Mexican works. I think they're like Guatemalan.
Mailbox, press star. Okay, otherwise, okay. Please redial. Please enter a mailbox number.
All right.
Please enter your passcode. Or.
So much to do to retrieve messages.
One. New message.
Now, listen to
one,
this.
One. Saved message.
Now, listen to this and tell me if you can understand.
Main menu.
You can understand.
To review
here you
your
go.
Message.
Here we go.
First.
This, today.
Message.
This afternoon.
Hi, Mr. Mike. This is me again. I'm in the living room. Something is. You have three glass over there. Glass. One of these is broken. This is weird. We don't do this part today, but when I walk over there, I look, and it is broken. I don't know. And I don't know. Okay?
Okay.
Bye. Thank
wow.
You.
I need to hear that again.
I think I got it. Something's broken.
Yeah.
To repeat this message,
here it is.
Press 1.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hi, Mr. Mike. This is me again. I'm in the living room. Something is you have three glass over there. One of these is broken. This is weird. We don't do this part today, but when I walk over there, I look.
You have three glasses? What?
Broken. I don't know. And I don't know. Okay?
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to tell you my interpretation.
Cut the jibber jabber.
You have three beer glasses.
I have no beer
and
glasses.
And one of them was knocked over.
You have
a glass window. Someone broke a window.
Yeah, I have.
That's. I think that's it.
No idea.
Cut the jibber jabber.
No idea.
Do you have any
tables that are made of glass? Of course, because I'm into coprophilia.
You have a glass coffee table like Danny Thomas.
Yes, for eggs, Danny Thomas style. All right. Anyway,
that's when you wish you could get a follow up. Do you think you would have been able, if it had been a live conversation, to get any further information?
No, no. When they were at the house last week, there was a message, something about Mr. Mike. Of course, because you know this is my radio name.
Don Geronimo.
This is my real name,
Michael Source.
She calls me Mr. Mike.
Right.
Right. The message last week was something like, Mr. Mike, we broke in the dishwasher, and that's all I could discern. I was almost taking the dishwasher apart before I realized that she was talking about some serving dish or something. That
broke in the dishwasher.
That had broken. So who knows? For all I know, I might have a plate glass window broken in my house.
Yeah. You could come home, and there might be like a small plane in your second floor window.
Who knows?
Like in Garp.
Yeah, like in The World According to Garp.
Oh, I see the problem with the Michael Jackson. Okay, he's on this disc. You know why? Because he's on the same disc as goddamn Tubular Bells.
Hey, and that's the song we
played. Look, I'm not stupid. I know you hate me.
And I know why you hate me.
What is that?
That's your housekeeper.
And this particular music you will be hearing in October.
Yeah, let's rock with this. Let's go with some Naked Honesty, Naked Cruelty. Let's see if anything is out there at all for us to dive into. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, hi. Who's this, please?
I'm Brad.
Hi, Brad. Where are you from?
Spokane, Washington.
All right.
Spokane.
Like hearing from people in Spokane, Washington. That's a longtime affiliate for us, KJRB, in Spokane, Washington.
The Gerbil.
Who is it?
I've been listening for a while. I like your show. I like your show a lot.
Thanks.
It's very kind of you, Brad.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Who is it that you would like me to call because, for whatever reason, you cannot make the call, and why?
It's my brother, and our mother passed away 4 weeks ago. He flew in here.
Sorry
from
about
Reno.
That.
Yeah, thank you. He flew in from Reno, and then we drove eastern Montana. It's about a 12-hour drive both ways. And, he didn't help me pay for any of the gas or any food. And
what's your brother's name? Brad, what's your brother's name?
It's Mark.
Mark, okay. So
Mark and Brad.
Thus far, your mom has passed away, sadly. And you've had to drive 12 hours and...
Well, 24 hours, really. Okay. So, he was going to help me with gas and stuff, and it's probably $250 worth.
Wouldn't you feel that he was grieving more than you were, Brad? Was that the reason for it? Or is that the reason you haven't made the call yourself, because you're worried about it?
You know, I actually have. That's the thing. It's been 4 weeks. I had to make the initial call.
This is
very weak.
Did you make an initial call to tell your brother that he owed you money?
Oh, yeah, I had to remind him because he knew he owed me money. Well, and then he pulled the, I got the check back in the mail. I wrote down your address wrong. He's pulled that.
So you think he's lying to you?
Oh, of course he is.
You know that is a lie. When someone says to you, hey, I got it back in the mail because I got your address wrong.
I mean, sorry, I missed a...
It doesn't happen because the post office is not that efficient. What they do is...
That's a lie, though? Because, you know, I had a cousin...
Yes, they delivered...
I had a cousin that I didn't get the wedding invitation, and my whole family did, and I didn't get it till like 3 days before the wedding.
Ooh.
And he said, oh, I had your address wrong. And you know how I feel about my whole cousins and all that.
Yeah.
You know, I always feel paranoid.
No, that's a lie.
You think it was a lie?
Yeah.
And you know, my whole family on my side, because I made a big deal about it, they were all going. They were all going to the wedding. Thanks for the backup. But it's all right. It was right after I got divorced.
Ah. I got my daughter in a little mini fib today.
Did you really?
That when we were down in Orlando at Universal Studios over the holiday, we had taken a bunch of pictures, and she said to me, I'm going to send you the pictures. And I just kept saying, email me the pictures. She's like, no, I want to get them done, and I actually want to send them to you. And it's been like 3.5 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So I mentioned to her on the phone, I guess it was yesterday this was, I said, hey, sweetie pie, what about those pictures? And she said, those pictures. And right away, Sushi said, I knew that the BS was coming.
Yeah.
She's not real good at lying. She said, I sent them to you, but they were returned because there wasn't enough postage on them.
Ah.
And I said, that's odd. I said, where did you mail them from? Did you mail them from your house to the post office? And this is where she tripped up. She said, no, I went to the post office. I went to the thing where it mails you. You weigh it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then you put a sticker on it.
And it gives you the proper amount of postage.
Right.
I said, Amy, sweetheart, I don't follow that. It's like I would imagine maybe someone could show up like postage due.
Right.
But again, I don't think the post office is efficient enough to send something back to
return to sender.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because it doesn't have the adequate postage.
And anyway, I pressed.
But I mean, if she waited and she got it, it would have the adequate postage.
I pressed her on it a little bit and found out that she in fact just had not gotten around to sending the pictures.
Right. Didn't want to hurt your feelings.
She just didn't want to tell me that.
Maybe there are no pictures.
Well, yeah. I know there are pictures because I bought the cameras.
God, I wish people could be more thoughtful.
Yeah.
What? What'd I say?
I love it when you speak, Captain Thoughtful.
You know, when you're telling that story, and God damn it, I'm doing it tonight.
What?
I'm sending my mom these pictures of my daughters because I've been horrible.
Yeah.
You know, shocker. I've been horrible over the years about pictures, and I'll say, hey, I'll send you that, and I'll send you this, and I'll send you that. And I have to put a box together.
Well, just, I caught her. It was yesterday. Not a big deal. She said, oh, right, okay. Right. Well, I said, I felt bad. I didn't want to think. I forgot. I said, just easier to tell me. Just tell me.
A little white line.
Right?
See, now you'll do more sleuthing in the future. You'll do more sleuthing.
Mm-hmm. No, I won't.
Over little things like that.
One little isolated thing.
But you are definitely grandpa, though. You want the pictures.
Oh, you're goddamn right.
You want the pictures.
I love those little brats. I love those kids. I swear to God I do.
Right.
Brad.
Brad has a problem with Mark.
This is not thick enough. I'm sorry. This is not sponge worthy.
Is there anything that would make it thicker, Brad?
Well, it was last Sunday that he called and he said, well, give me the correct address. So that was Sunday. Now it's Friday. I haven't been home yet, but I haven't got a check yet. It takes probably a day, 2 days to get mail from Reno. So.
All right. Hold on. I was going to say, where's your brother live? If you are in Spokane and he's in Reno, that's got to be 2 days tops.
Yeah, tops.
You know, to make it thicker, Brad, there has to be something else about your brother that's been bad in the past.
That you wanted to tell him. I mean, I wouldn't mind dropping this thing about the $250, but there's got to be something else.
More. Is there anything like growing up over the years, anything particular from childhood that would really, that you'd want to get off your chest?
Oh, God. Well, there's only one thing that I could say, but everybody tells him it all the time, and he's just full of crap. He's had to have heard that a million times in his life.
The BSer. Well, but you've probably heard the same thing, right, Brad?
Oh, I'm not full of crap at all. I'm quite honest about everything.
No, but you've heard it, right?
About himself? Suppose,
yeah, I'm getting the impression just based on this phone call that maybe Brad's heard it a couple of times.
We are going to cut you loose. I just looked at the clock here. We've wasted too much time with this. Listen, don't be a pussy. Just call your brother, okay?
Yeah, it's not a big one.
Thank you. What can I do this time?
Excuse me.
Yeah, but there goes the eye again.
You're jealous of my hotness.
That's everybody loves Earl.
Right. My name is Earl.
What I call it. Everybody loves Earl.
Right. My name is Raymond.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
There we go. Hi there. Who is this, please?
This is Mike in Las Vegas.
Hi, Mike. Welcome back to Naked Cruelty, Naked Honesty. What do you got for us?
Oh, I was just calling to let you know that I work for the post office, and we return mail for short postage all the time.
Insufficient postage.
Yeah, but your daughter confessed.
But she was lying to me about it, though. A white lie, and Rob thinks those are the best kind of lies, aren't they?
Well, you should hit her then.
Oh, no, now that's different. You're applauding hitting.
Rob is applauding that. Yes.
You're applauding hitting.
Hitting my daughter.
That's your solution for everything, isn't it?
Out of here. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, where are you guys?
You mean, like, physically?
No, actually, I'm traveling through Philadelphia, and I cannot find a local station. Where are you all in Philadelphia?
We're on...
Come on, think of it.
Now, the frequency is 90.5.
I'm sorry, say again?
90.5.
No,
90.5.
No.
Well, thank you.
No, not 94.5. No.
It's sunny 106.5, where it's always 106.5 degrees.
You know what? That actually would probably give you a febrile seizure if you were that hot.
86.7 FM.
Do you live in the Philadelphia area?
No, I live in the D.C. area. I have been listening to you all since I moved to the area in 1989.
Well, if you're an avid listener, you might know our history in Philadelphia.
Well, there was a cat named Tim Sabian who kind of ensured the fact that we won't be heard in Philadelphia anytime soon.
Ever again. Kind of a guarantee of failure up there.
So if I was I would just drive my car off whatever road I'm on.
Oh, well, you know what? I wish I could drive my car off the road because the traffic sucks.
Bad traffic today?
It is. And if I can't find you on the radio station, I'm going to have a meltdown.
Do it, baby.
I'm going to have road rage.
Are you wearing a business suit right now?
I am, actually.
I am.
Ooh, are you Southern? Are you a Southern gal?
I am, actually.
I am.
Where are you from originally?
I am.
From Tennessee.
Are you a plumper?
Am I a plumper?
Yeah.
No, what?
Are you a woman of larger carriage?
No, well, I'm 5'9".
Okay, well, that doesn't really answer the question.
What's your dress size?
Rob, this is Rob's naked honesty.
It's an 8.
See, I didn't
An 8's not bad.
No,
eight.
She's plumb pretty.
8 is like normal, right?
Yeah,
8's an average size. Mm-hmm. Average, not too big.
I know a lot of women, 8 would be like a 2. I mean, because I know how chicks think.
Exactly.
That, like, a two is like, right. If you're Kate Moss, then, and some chicks, an eight is like, please, yeah.
Oh,
live in the real, live in the real world, a 12 is a real size.
What
right?
kind of minivan are you driving?
I am not driving a minivan. I am driving an Acura MDX.
Are you a single successful gal?
No, I am actually a middle-aged physician, mother of four.
You're a physician?
Mother of four. Oh, that means
I love our educated listeners.
You got to be stretched.
Well, you know what? Actually, I am going to invent a device just for you all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it going to be?
Well, see, when I first started listening to you all, I was single without children. And now I have children that it is inappropriate for them to listen to you. So
I bet that your Daisy looks like a slinky toy. after four kids climbing out of that tunnel.
What kind of medicine do you practice?
Emergency medicine.
Oh, so you're an ER physician.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you guys keep wandering all over the dial, all over the time zone. So yeah. I'm actually going to invent...
Hey, what's
a plantable radio?
I love to ask this question. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in the ER?
She's going to invent a plantable radio.
Ah,
that's what she was saying.
I like it.
Yeah, well,
I want to know what the grossest thing is you've seen in the ER.
Oh, I can't tell you the grossest thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it too gross?
What's the most unusual object ever removed from a person?
No, you guys would bleep me out so fast.
No, you can actually, if you just say the object, it's okay.
What's the object you pulled out of somebody?
Anybody that's worked for a long time in the ER has pulled something out of somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think probably the most common gross thing would be small, white, with four legs.
All right. Oh, really? Like a mouse?
Right.
Yes.
Vermin.
What's the most unusual? So that's still going on?
So did you ever pull out one that was still alive?
No.
They were all dead.
Trophies, yeah. Bowling pins, anything like that?
Bowling trophy, Buzz.
No, I've never seen a bowling pin.
Okay.
Well, all right, darling.
The most common thing would be mice.
Mice. That's what you find in people's butts.
That's the common gross thing.
The common gross thing.
That's the common gross thing.
Do you usually set a trap or...
Yeah, how do you get that?
You don't even want to know.
No, we do.
Does it require lubricant?
Lots.
Do you have to go in? Is it like fishing? Do you have to go in there like with a piece of wire to catch the string?
We take a little forceps and we put a piece of cheese on it.
No.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
You know, a forceps with a piece of cheese and he just coaxes him out.
That usually works for you.
We've spent almost 10 minutes on the phone with this chick. We don't have time for naked cruelty now.
That was worth it for this. Well,
forceps with a piece of cheese.
All right, I'm sorry you cannot hear the show in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Turn your car around immediately.
Come back.
And get closer to where we are.
That's the same thing they used with Rob Spiewak when he was a breech birth.
Exactly.
That got him to come out right away.
Jeez.
Exactly. Put the cheese on the forceps.
All right, bye.
All right. Well, listen, bye, guys.
Bye,
Seth
honey.
Johnson loves you, okay?
Thank you.
See you later.
See you. Bye-bye, Stinky Bye-bye. Slinky.
Bye-bye. You're sitting there in the ER, like, bleeding profusely from the head.
How y'all doing?
Bleeding.
Bleeding. I need your copay.
Hello, Don and Mike. You know, we've got all these calls now for the cruelty.
Yeah.
And we spent time with that chick. Hello?
Hi, I'm an ex-ER nurse, and I can tell you what I pulled out of people.
Really?
Well, now the tide has turned. What did you pull out of somebody? Tell us.
You know what a mag light is? The kind the police carry?
Like the huge, the
big
huge
flashlight.
Black flashlight.
That's it. The three C cell size. It was hefty.
Was
still
it on?
Still worked after it came out.
Oh, it was on? It was on or off when you took it out?
That should be a commercial for the batteries.
Oh, was it on or off?
Still see worked. What they were doing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It
Hello?
Was, it was so bright you could see the piece of cheese.
Hello.
Hello, is it me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell you that I used to work at a hospital.
Yes, honey.
And this guy came in and he had a, you know the Flonase?
Flonase, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Flonase?
Yes.
He had the cap stuck in his
butt. In his butt.
His duty.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
how did that happen? That's a product for your nose.
First yeah, exactly.
It's a sinus product.
First instruction is remove cap.
Yeah, I think he was doing something and
no.
Do you? Do you think so, Dr. Welby?
She is so innocent.
Yes, I do.
She is so innocent.
And you know what? And then you know, how embarrassing is that? Like, he's drunk, and then, like, he wants the doctor to come in and, like, remove it. And so he comes to me and asks me if he can go to the bathroom. And I'm like, what do you mean? If you go. If you need to go, go. Like, why would I not want you to go?
Yeah.
Well, the doctor didn't have to remove it.
Oh. did he remove it himself?
No.
I mean, like, did he come out or
time
did he
passages?
When
I mean,
he
did,
went to the bathroom.
Did he come out with it in his hand or did he flush?
Did it come out in his food?
Yeah. I didn't watch.
Well, how did you know he had it up there?
But did it come out in his food?
For our physicians, that's because right. He could have done that at home.
No wonder it's so long in the ER.
I'm not a physician, but I was on the floor. I was working on the floor that he happened to come up on.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you sound like a sensitive caregiver.
You know, this would have really worked out if we could now call the guy and tell him that he grossed you out because you had to try to get the Flonase cap out of his buttock.
Or if you had renamed the segment, What's Up There?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's Up There?
Or just What's Up?
Yeah. What'd you find up there?
All right, well, that'll be another day, another time.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, I just have one more thing to say.
Of course, darling.
Rob.
Yes.
F off, you fat ass.
Oh, my God. Wow. Where did that come from?
Oh, look out.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
It's called, out of nowhere.
I think that's payback.
Oh, my God.
Well, I will accept that. And
I really believe
what a shock.
You are
not
totally overpaid to be a receptionist.
You think
so? Oh, my God. Wow, this hatred all of a sudden.
I don't understand what merits this. I do have a prescription of Flonase to send over to your house.
No, I think you better use those on those bottles on yourself.
Okay, why don't you go and stock up on Lysol? Stock up on Lysol. Stay ahead of the problem.
Kids, geez, now. Damn. Throw a bucket of water on them.
Kids, each of you in your corners now. Please time out.
Now, did you make up that thing about Flonase just to say something mean to Rob?
No, that did happen.
Don't throw water on this lady. She'll dissolve.
But I do want to say, the other thing I want to say is, Don.
Yes, do go on.
No, one more
thing.
Don't go on.
No, I want to share with you, and Mike, you're awesome too, but the other comment I wanted to make was, you know, you said you were having problems with your girlfriend, and
you're talking to Mike? Who are you talking to? To Mike, okay.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, is it my turn now?
She's all over.
Yeah, it's your turn. But, you know, all I wanted to say is I understand that your girlfriend is younger than you much, and I think she's probably this really lovely person, but at the same time, like, why do you care whether or not you get married or not?
Well,
now
you have effectively stopped the show. Yeah, you should have left it at Flonase.
I consider myself at this point the Lou Gehrig of this segment because she wants to have an affair with me. That's right. All I got.
That's what
she
got.
She hates Rob.
You're the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
She hates Rob. She's giving you crap about
She's
Carla.
She's giving me crap about Carla.
Hey, Annie Wilkes, are you on a cell phone right now?
Hey, Rob, don't talk that way to her. I'm going to be boning her tonight.
Oh, she had to hang up. She needed to put both hands on the broom.
Hey, would you stop it, please? I got something she can put two hands on tonight.
Hey, you know what? We got one last guy in here. You got anything for Buzz?
No. Buzz?
Yes?
Oh, she does. I wouldn't mind smoking a doobie with you sometime.
I don't understand what you mean.
What floor Mike. Of the hospital will that happen on?
Yes, what else, darling?
Mike.
Yeah, you're back to me again, yes.
Yes, and I love you too, but see, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned for you, and I'm concerned for Carla, because, you know, obviously what she wants is like this marriage and kids and stuff like that, and you've been there, done that, so why do you care? Why are you, like, letting this just keep going and going? Why don't you just... Say no, that's not what I want.
Darling, tonight when I caress your sweet hair, after we make glorious love, when we are intertwined and spooning, I'll tell you what a sensitive man Mike truly is.
And I will have to ponder that question for the majority of the weekend, darling. I can't answer you right now.
And I have but one more question.
Rob has a question for you. Would you entertain a question from Rob?
Why did he leave?
Don't listen to him. Think about tonight when I'm licking that space on the back of your knee.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good move.
I really, 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 really can't wait.
Oh, hey, yes. How about that? See,
and
you
that's
are the
nice,
lucky man on this one.
Because you can lick her there and she can still eat all the brownies she wants.
What the hell does that mean?
Rob was making a fat joke about you.
Because you're a fat, disgusting hog.
Oh, dear.
I bet she's America's next top model.
What's that?
The problem
plan
is...
Plan it out and say it.
Okay. The
Rob, concentrate.
I'm going to bang
you
her.
You are the fat ass.
That's right.
I am going to bang her so hard tonight, I'm going to bang some sense into her.
The airbags are going to explode.
You might kill yourself.
I just think you should be nicer, and I don't understand why you're so damn mean.
So should I be as nice as you? Less nice? More nice? How does that figure?
Why does everybody want to get on my lady?
I think you should be...
Let's get together this weekend and do some casket shopping.
What?
Casket shopping. We'll reinforce the handles on yours. What?
Gentlemen, I will be squiring this lady later tonight.
Yes, very good.
And I want all of this stopped. Now, stop this.
All right, when you're making love to Don, make sure you put the cauldron on low. You don't want it to boil over.
Don, and don't listen to them tonight.
I like it when you go between the witch and the fat joke.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big fat witch.
The only thing, I was just, you know what?
What?
I honestly just called about the Sloan Ace thing, but then the thing about Rob, I just remembered from the other day that he was not nice.
Tonight when
Tonight.
And I wanted to get that in there, that's all.
Tonight when I'm watching that little bit of lint that's formed in your belly button and I play with it and twirl it in my...
I am clean.
That's funny.
Twirl it in my hands.
Since she's clean, Don.
Make it look like a spider.
I have to get it before we get off the phone. Who
I
is the
like a girl.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Now, you owe that to us. We've had you on for a very long time.
Come on.
Well, what's the answer? George Patton?
George Takei.
George Lopez.
No. Spanky from the...
Now, come on. Really?
Come on.
If we're going to have sex tonight. Who do you look like?
Yeah, really. It's in fairness to Don, you should just give someone that you resemble.
Someone that I resemble.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to lose.
No one's ever come to you and said, aren't you Lulu Roman?
From you on.
Wow. Yeah. Pretty nasty.
Yeah.
It is. Pretty funny.
This is when you guys start getting mean, is when somebody can't come up with a name.
Yeah, well, you know, come up with a name for us. Come on.
Honey, I'm the one that's dying for this.
Don's going to be banging you later. He wants to know a name.
Come on. Give me something to look forward to.
Come on, Miss Wilson. Please. Sing Barracuda.
Gwen Stefani.
Right.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, well, we have a name now.
It's a good
name.
Gwen Stefani. All right, baby. I look forward to that.
All right, then.
Sorry, my friends are so cruel to you.
That's all right.
I wasn't cruel. I took her advice about my marital situation.
Mike, I love you.
I love you, too, baby. Okay. Can I have sloppy seconds?
Do you want to bang her too, Mike?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hope no one tips you over in the pasture tonight.
Rob.
Do you mind if Buzz watches while Mike and I bang you?
Rob, you're so damn insecure.
I'm invisible to her.
She is on you. Wow.
Do you mind if Buzz watches while Mike and I tag team you tonight?
As long as he has a doobie, that's fine with me.
Wow. There we go. Everybody's happy now.
Happy. Why do you only want
Rob?
One thing from me?
Hmm?
Hey, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Face it, one time.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some poontang, and I'm going to share it with my best buddy, Mike.
Yeah, you got to deal with that.
All right.
One time, all she likes you for weed. She doesn't like you for your thing.
Oh, deal, Mr. Burbank.
I get it, all right.
Maybe tomorrow night you can have a date with Billy. Billy Club.
Oh, boy.
Are you a bleeder?
Oh, Rob.
What? What? Oh, it's so frustrating because you want me so bad.
All right, darling, I will see
you. I'm trying to think about, like, what
Stop right there. You're just trying to think. It ain't working. Too many fat cells. It's all clogged.
Darling.
Oh,
darling, just think about how great it'll be tonight when you and I are canoodling together.
And then Don sits up in bed on his elbows and says, I'm through. And then I come stumbling in.
And she says, wait, after the butter.
Imagine
now you're making it
imagine
really,
tonight
really
when we're having
thing.
Intimate male-female relations and one of your teeth, because I know that your dental work can't be great, one of those teeth just pops right out. I'm going to keep it as a souvenir and keep it close to my heart.
There you go.
I really am, darling. Yeah, you do have all your teeth. I'm kidding about that. You do have all your teeth, don't you?
Of course I do.
Your original teeth?
Yeah, in a jar.
How many do you have? How many teeth?
I have all of them, and they're pearly white.
Pearly white. Well, it'll be a wonderful evening of love.
Put a number. How many?
A number?
How many teeth do you have?
Please. I have no flippin' idea.
Flippin'. She used flippin'. Rob, you got to love her. She used flippin'.
Why did you just guess how many teeth you have?
I forget how many are supposed to be in
a nurse,
adult's mouth.
She's
a nurse. I'm not a nurse. I never said I was a nurse.
Just orderly?
I said I worked in a hospital.
Are you an orderly?
No.
That's the first time she's used the word flippin' that didn't refer to pancakes.
Disorderlies.
Are you a candy striper?
No, he's a candy striper.
How many teeth really do you think you have in your head?
Take a guess.
Serious question.
How many what?
Teeth. How many teeth is the average human supposed to have in its head?
I don't know, 30-some?
Yeah, that's right, 30-some.
30-some.
Can you give us a number?
32.
That's correct.
Guess
that
what?
That's correct.
And it took me a long time to get to it because it's tricky.
I have 32 in the first row.
No, because, Rob, you're kind of like throwing me off because you're so insulting.
How many of those teeth do you have that have worn down?
All right. Honey, I will see you later. I will bang you senseless. You will leave. Let me just say, you will leave happier than Marg Helgenberger did last night.
Rob,
on CSI.
What is your name, my sweet, so we can bid you adieu? First name. Your name, my love.
Allison.
Allison. You'll find that Don's aim is true.
All right. As long as you don't tell Howard, I'm cool with it.
That's it.
Man, I so don't get you guys, but I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Allison.
Bye, Allison.
Goodbye.
So long, bye-bye. Hippo.
She seems nice.
Well, I don't really know what happened to the Naked Cruelty segment.
No, there was a little in there.
Well, we had her on.
Turned out so nice.
Well, Hughes will like it because we gave away absolutely no cash during that segment.
Delightful.
We had many calls for the bid, but we'll do it another time. And, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Look what happened there, Klaus.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. You got infatuated with that chick, and we're running later than late.
Oh, she's going to be late this month, too.
After tonight, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine if I actually did meet her and have sex with her.
Yeah. The fantasy continues.
Fantasy.
Fantasy.
I say like I'm kidding.
I think it's a good fantasy. Fantasy. Sorry.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.